and the essence will be with you. Yes?
He brings forth purity from defilements. He takes the acts of wrong as faithful performance. When you commit wrong, he sends chastisement to the end that you may go back from imperfection towards perfection.
Means when you do something wrong, you are not being punished. Yes, of course, I will turn your ears to help you to come back from that mistake. Yes?
When you have neglected a part of your orisons in the way, there comes over you a painful and hot feeling of contraction.
Means what? He's very careful. He knows what he's talking about, and he knows the sensitivity of the audience. Says, okay, it's like this. Everything comes from him. Stick to him and be obedient. He will lead you. Even when you do something wrong, we'll give you a little punishment for you to correct yourself. And you realize, oh, you thought about the physical stuff again. Let me go somewhere else. Repeat it, but in different way. When you are given some verb, some dua, some zikr, and you don't do it, what will happen? Suddenly you don't feel that good feeling. And that is the punishment I was talking about. He will punish you, but it's not him. It's your wrongdoing that will eliminate the pleasure. That we call punishment. Because here, hale khush is what we are looking for. Yes?
This is the corrective act, meaning do not make any change in the ancient covenant.
This sentence, I don't think that it's been translated properly. Bartok Babzi or Yadaz Ranju Tavash, and Ranju Tavu, Bakhing Bayan.
Ranju Tavu? Tavash.
Tabish.
تبش نیست تبش یعنی تبیدن تبدار شدن
right fever okay ولی این میگه که از painful and hot feeling of contraction یعنی اینا رو همه رو صفات اون قبض آورده توی انگلیسیش
نمی‌بینم خیلی چون هر دوشو می‌بینم اینجا the way I see it when you have neglected a part of your let's say zikr okay there comes over you a painful and hot feeling of contraction
ولی در واقع اینکه there comes a contraction from his
no there is no his
رنجو تب اون شه تب مالک
چی؟ اون شین فعلیت تبه مال کسی نیست شین مال خود تبه یعنی تبیدن تب کردن ببین شین ضمیر یک شخص نیست ضمیر سوم شخص نیست فقط مثل روش روش یعنی چی؟ یعنی رفتن یک کسی نه دیگه روش یعنی شیوه ی رفتن. You see, even that difficulty, and I don't know if I did it or not, because in Persian it's like that. It depends how you pronounce it, and sometimes how you mean to pronounce it, it will be different. But the word I wanted you to notice here is that is. The corrective act. In Persian, we don't say corrective act. We say adab. And adab is the singular of adab, which is ritual. Do you remember he said, we should ask the success in ritual from God. This is second paragraph. The middle of second paragraph, book one. that because all this behavior and all that comes from him. Right at the beginning, said he will send them remedy. Hakim comes from him, and even all the other stuff we should ask from him to teach us the ritual, how to do this stuff. Here he goes back to that. He has that in mind, that adab. Yes?
Do not make any change in the ancient covenant.
Before this contraction shall become a chain, this which grips the heart shall become a fetter gripping the foot. Your mental pain shall become perceptible to the senses and manifest. See that you do not hold this indication as naught. The contractions in sins affect the heart. After death, contractions become chains.
What does that mean? Does it make sense, that sentence in English? Because this is a little bit complicated. It said, with the wrongdoing, actually, you will fall into sort of depression, and in that depression you feel the sadness. And all of these depressions, when you die, all of them will become a chain which will hold you, you cannot move. Means every single moment that you do something a little bit not very good, what will happen to you? Do you remember the fellow here? You feel a little bit bad. So you're not enchanted when you don't do the good stuff. So it's not becoming enchanted, actually being, how do you call it, abs.
Contraction.
Compacted somehow.
Contraction.
Abs, you know what it is. He said, yes, you don't feel good. Then you sleep, or you have a drink, or you do something, it passes. And again, he said, it's not like that. All of this will be the different dream which will make a chain, and at the end, you are stuffed with that chain. Each little moment of this enchantment will accumulate exactly the way that enchantment accumulates. If you, every single morning, imagine you wake up and for some reason you become enchanted, you feel good. These will add up, and after a long time, you are an enchanted fellow because all those will add up. You said, the opposite will work as well. So do not lose the moment of the happiness. Yes?
Whosoever here shall turn his back upon our commemoration, we shall give him a straightened life and reward him with blindness.
That one is completely in Arabic. Yes?
When a thief is carrying off people's property, contraction and straightness of heart prick his heart.
He's explaining it. If my explanation was no good, listen to him. He says, for the moment, let's look at it this way. A pickpocket fellow, each time that he will do that, a little bit of bad feeling somewhere will happen inside. Yes?
He says, I wonder what this contraction is. The contraction of the injured person who wept at thy wickedness.
Because when you pickpocket, the real contraction which is supposed to happen to that fellow who lost the money, that will come to you. Yeah. Because that's the payback of your deed. So you're accountable for that one, yes?
When he pays no regard to this contraction, the wind of perseverance blows its fire.
Mm-hmm. When the fellow will do this and doesn't feel good, who cares? Let's have a beer. Next time, he could do more. He feel less. That is the real damage to this fellow, because this fellow is, by repeating that little stuff, is ruining inside himself. Yes?
The contraction that grips the heart turns into the grip of the policeman. Inevitably, those ideas become sensible and display themselves. The pangs have become prison and the cross. The pang is the root, and the root produces boughs.
That's what it is. And it's not pain. What is it? The pang? What is pang? Because the word in Persian is sorrow. The word is gosse, sorrow. It says, the sorrow is something that will rot your heart. The prison will be that sorrow. That sorrow will grow. Yes?
The root was hidden. It is revealed. Consider inward contraction and expansion as a root. When it is a bad root, smite it quickly, so that an ugly thorn may not grow in the garden. You have
anybody notice something here?
Yes. Do it.
Yeah, my favorite story. Remember the fellow sitting on the wall? Just next to it was this story. He said, "Don't say tomorrow, tomorrow, and tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. Do it now." Here he will bring in the word har, the thorn, and all of that to remind that that's what I was talking about. Because the moment you lose, is not that you wasted a moment. You lose a part of you. That's what it is. You're born in here, means your clock is started. If you do nothing, you die. All we're talking about is this moment, do something for this, and the next moment, and the next, because this is the movement that you should have. That sorrow, that's a thorn, and it has the root. So you should cut the root of that sorrow, which is in the first little sin you do, which is ignoring some goodness. Remember here, pickpocket and all that stuff was example. The story is losing that moment. Yes?
You have felt the contraction. Seek a remedy for it, because all heads grow from the bottom. Mm-hmm. You have felt the expansion. Water your expansion, and when the fruit appears, give it to your friends.
Okay. This contraction and expansion. I don't know, I hope it makes some feeling in you, because these are two terms. They made up, and the simple meaning, yes, is getting open to grow, or being pushed back to the small volume. This is the simple meaning. But here is another word. This is a very special label they made. It's a philosophic term, which wherever you say, you talk about Bast and Qabz, everybody knows that you're talking about this Hikmat. And it's very simple to understand. Is the feeling. The happiness goes like that, the sorrow goes like that. As simple as that. Okay? Here also all these explanations came to the conclusion that be attentive. Wherever you feel that, yes, you're growing up, somehow you become a little bit better. You feel a little bit better, water it. Means add the knowledge to it. This is it. Whenever you feel that you're pressed somehow, we say depressed today, but that time, you feel you're pressed, change whatever you're doing. Don't do that stuff. this